Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. And today from his home in Dublin, Ireland. No, actually, it's Belfast, if I'm not mistaken.
Belfast, that's it.
Belfast. How far is Belfast from Dublin?
It's not too bad. It's like 2 hours, like a 2 hour drive.
2 hours. Okay, so he is currently in Belfast. It's Gareth Dunlop who is with us today. We're talking about a brand new album called Animal. We welcome you to the Voice of America. And how is everything in Ireland right now? How's the weather? How's COVID? What's going on there at home?
Thanks for having me on, first of all. And the weather is, it's been pretty gray for the last kind of few weeks. I think everybody's just about ready for some summer weather to come in. Mm-hmm. COVID-wise, it's a strange one to talk to because it's still very much here. I think there's a mixture of people just kind of being fed up with it. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, hospitalizations have kind of bottomed out a good bit, but people are still getting sick nonetheless. It's such a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep track because, you know, in some places the cases are going up, some they're going down, and like here they're relaxing face masks in certain areas and in schools and on mass transportation, airplanes, whatever. In other countries like Hong Kong, where it was not too bad, it's getting worse. And in Vietnam, it's really, really bad. So I'm not sure, you know, what the situation, the status is in Ireland. Most people there have been vaccinated, I assume?
Yes, I think the majority of folks have been vaccinated, yeah.
So musically speaking, why did you choose to get into music? I mean, why did Gareth Dunlop at age 14 pick up a guitar and say, this is what I want to do?
Well, it came out of nowhere for me. I mean, I grew up, singing in the backseat of the car, but I wasn't really surrounded by musicians or surrounded by a lot of music in my house. And it was strange, this bolt of lightning. One day I was just flicking through like a magazine and I saw this picture of a Stratocaster type guitar. And it was like, I have to have this. This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I have to have it. And my dad had an old Yamaha lying around, an old acoustic. And he said, look, learn some chords on this. And then, you know, I badgered him. And eventually he broke down and bought me that Stratocaster type guitar. I think, about my 14th birthday. And it just very quickly became a bit of an addiction. You know, I just wanted to play as loud and as fast as I possibly could. And the acoustic guitar and the singing came a little bit later, but all of that was really just due to what I was listening to. And the more and more I got into music, the more I wanted to surround myself with like-minded fools. I wanted to go and seek out, you know, guys and girls who were playing drums, playing bass, you know, who wanted to do the same thing and just be around music. And that all really came together when I went to music college. That was I found my people, I found my tribe, you know. I've been very, very blessed to be able to keep the lights on in the house through music. It's it's still, you know, I got to pinch myself every now and again.
But we've got Gareth Dunlop here with us, who is at home in Ireland and has a new album out, which is called Animal. We're going to ask if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us.
Yes, absolutely. I'd be delighted to. I think the first song I'll play, it'll be the first single from the record. Came out a while back. It's called Look Back Smiling. This is a song.
What's this song about?
Yeah, it's a song I wrote. I wrote this song for my son through the lockdowns and through COVID and him missing out so much of his first year in school. We'd noticed that he'd really kind of retreated into himself a little bit. He'd went into his shell. And when he finally went back to school, I think there was a real shell shock kind of moment of just being around a lot of people for the first time in such a long time. And he kind of retreated into himself. And I just had that sense of, I want him to take life by the horns. I want him to live with no regrets. And when he does look back on his life, I want him to be able to look back smiling. And that was the beginnings of why I wrote this song.
Mm-hmm. And the song's called
Look Back Smiling.
Look Back Smiling. Here is Gareth Dunlop on Border Crossings.
Time creeps up, whispers in your ear, tells you all the things only the older soul see. How won't you? Head held high with a fire in your heart and a pride deep in your eyes. Smiling, from the last lines of your page in history. I want you to have given your all, to say that you got back up after every single fall. When the light stops shining, there's no rewinding. Life's as fast as lightning, so when you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When there's more rope behind you than there is up front, and the hunter in your heart has almost finished up the hunt. I want you like a man untamed, like a lion in the wild looking over his doorman. Smiling. 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 When you're on the last rotation going round this sun, steady as she goes on a journey almost done. I want you to have had more than your fill, to taking every chance the way I know you will. When the light stops shining, there's no rewinding. Life's as fast as lightning, so when you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. When you look back smiling. When you look back smiling. When the light stops shining, there's no rewinding. Life's as fast as lightning, so when you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. Look back smiling. When you look back smiling. Look back smiling.
Border Crossings, and that is Gareth Dunlop with a song called Look Back Smiling, which was inspired by one of the two boys. You have two sons.
I got a son and I got a daughter.
Oh, you have one of each, a boy and a girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you wrote a song for her because, you know, she's going to be saying dad. I mean.
Yeah, I have. I've written plenty of songs for Joni. Now, there isn't one on this particular record. I'm stockpiling them. I think that's going to be for the next record.
Make it a whole album for Joni. Call it an album for Joni. There it is. It's all done. So, I mean, how old is your son and your daughter? How old are they?
So Wilson is 5 and Joni.
Oh, Wilson. This is name. Cool. I like that name. Mm. He's 5.
And Joni is 8. 8 years old.
And 8. Okay. So they're at the age where they can start to understand that dad is kind of a public figure. And so how do they process all that? That what dad does and his music is out on the radio and people are screaming and cheering and they go to your concerts and things. I mean, how does that process to them?
You know, I think to a certain extent, they've grown up with it. They don't know any different. They've grown up around a lot of musicians coming and going here in the house, in my studio. They've been surrounded by instruments and cables and compressors and preamps, you name it. So it's really been something that they've grown up being exposed to. So they never really ask too many questions. I think they get a buzz that they're that age when they're on YouTube and they're looking at stuff. And actually the video for Look Back Smiling, which I played there, Wilson and Joni are both in the video.
Mm-hmm.
They saved me from having to be on camera, which is something I rarely do well with. So yeah, we got them involved and they had a blast. And I think, you know, they really got a kick out of seeing themselves on YouTube and all that. Mm-hmm.
And well, one day they're going to realize just how much dad really does love them, that you picked them over keeping the vinyl records, that you had to get rid of some so that they'd have space in the house. And that's going to resonate, I'm sure, with them. Yeah. But I, you know, I'm also interested to know if they are musically inclined. Do they show any interest towards music?
You know, they definitely do. That, you know, I catch them singing around the house, and Joni plays on the old upright piano every now and again, just kind of figuring it out. And Wilson, he has a little acoustic guitar. It's not something that I've wanted to really push them into. I want them to find it themselves almost. Mm-hmm. kind of like I did. You know, it's the old, you know, the old fable of, you know, your mom or your dad making you go to piano lessons to learn piano, and then, you know, you hit 14 or 15 and you never want to see a piano again. I want them to kind of to find it, and if they're into it, they'll have all the tools at their disposal.
Tell me about the album Animal. I mean, what's the inspiration for the album? Why did you call it Animal?
Mm. So the record started with the title track of the album, Animal. And it was one of those songs, it happens every now and again, where it kind of just, the song falls out. There's not too much, you don't have to labor over it so much. I was sitting right there at the piano and I had kind of a left-hand riff idea, and very quickly the lyrics fell out onto the sheet. And I remember thinking, I haven't written anything like this. This is definitely left of center from where I would usually kind of aim. And I was intrigued by it. I was intrigued by what was on the page. And I thought, I wonder, are there any more songs like that in me? Thinking that it may be a project, it may be an EP or a series of singles. But I took my time and it became a record. It became the Animal album. I started cutting it probably, you know, 3 years ago. Felt like I had it together. It was all ready. And then obviously COVID hit. And I think like a lot of artists and musicians, we just shelved what we had at that time, put it away because we couldn't tour. We couldn't, you know, play the songs live on stage in front of folks. So when I eventually came back to it, once the world started getting a bit brighter and, you know, tours and gigs started happening again, I quickly realized that, you know, I didn't care for a few of the songs maybe as much as I did. And I had written some more songs like Look Back Smiling. So there was a bit of a change up. And I think in hindsight, it was probably a good thing having that time away from the project, not listening to it. And it was a real kind of two-parter.
And I think the technology helped us survive COVID. I mean, because look at us talking now. I'm here in Washington, you're at home in Ireland. There's a big time difference. There's thousands and thousands of miles between us and ocean and whatnot. But here we are talking, and probably during COVID, you connected with fans, you might have done some viral virtual, you know, performances and reached people that would be beyond just a 200 seat, 500 seat, 1,000 seat venue. You know, you could reach Japan at the same time you're talking to Nigeria, you know, do a performance. So the technology's helped in many ways. And, you know, so I think that's what helped us get through COVID in many ways, certainly in your industry.
Massively. I mean, because of things like Zoom and audio movers and things, I was able to continue working on records. I was able to continue working on other people's records as a producer, just doing this, which, you know, blows my mind now. It blew my mind at the time, being able to do it. And, you know, you just have to, you can look around in so many industries now who had to change how they did stuff, and it's become part of their, you know, their daily work today. Even though COVID is easing down in certain parts of the world, I think, you know, we had no choice. We just had to embrace the technology, but it's been huge.
We've got Gareth Dunlop with us here on Border Crossings, and we're talking about his newest album, Animal. How many albums is this for you?
This is the second second full-length record. Yeah. There's been a bunch of EPs and singles that have been popped out online to coincide with, you know, different things that have, landed in TV shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. This is the second full-length record.
Mm. And so what are you going to do next for us?
I think I'm going to go back to an older song. It's a song that was on a previous EP called Many Moons Ago. The song's called Devil Like You, and this song ended up in a really cool TV show called Lucifer. So I'll give that a go.
All right, Gareth Dunlop, Devil Like You, Border Crossings.
I'm in too deep. You're the fix I've come to need. Oh no, look what you've done to me. You caught me off guard. My soul bears the marks. Oh no, this thing has gone too far. It's too late, I can't escape. Only a devil like you could make me sin like I do. I got a weakness, I am a fool for a devil like you. You are my wicked thrill, I just can't get my fill. Oh no, this kind of love could kill. It's too late, I can't escape. Only a devil like you could make me sin like I do. I got a weakness, I am a fool for a devil like you. Sin like I do. I got a weakness, I am a fool for a devil like you.
Border Crossings, we're listening to the music of Gareth Dunlop, who is with us today, and the song we just heard is a song from a few years ago and a TV show, Lucifer, which was quite popular here around the United States and around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big one. It was a cool moment. I had a lot of friends who watched the show, and it was like, hey, you're never going to guess. I got a song.
What's that feeling like when you go into a movie theater, you're watching the film, and there's your song? You want to stand up and say, that's me, but you don't, because you know, people don't realize it.
I had a few moments. I've only went to the theater on purpose to hear my song in a movie once. I did it one time, me and my wife. It was a song called Wrap Your Arms Around Me. It was in a movie called Safe Haven a few years back. And it was so surreal. And as you say, you kind of do want to go, hey, that's me.
You look, hey!
Yeah, very, very, very odd. There's been a couple of occasions, like I've been on a flight and the person next to me is watching a TV show or a movie. I'm kind of going, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you like that song?
I never have, but I've thought.
No, you got to hear. You just kind of want to, you like that song? And then have them say, yeah, why? Because it's me.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. It's another one of those pinch me moments.
Right, right. And so you've got a new song and a new film coming up. Tell me about that.
Oh, so yes, there's... I was approached to write a song for a documentary that's coming out on the life of Faulkner, William Faulkner. They're putting a documentary. I think it's the first authorized documentary about his life and his writings. And they came to me and asked me would I sit down and write something for the end titles. And you know, it's always interesting writing the brief. You take yourself out of your own seat a little bit, and somebody gives you, their own parameters, and we kind of need it to feel like this. We'd love it if it said something like this, and then it's like, all right, you start throwing the paint on the wall and trying to refine it all. And I actually co-wrote that song with a good buddy of mine a great artist called Lee Rogers, who I've been working with this last few years. So yes, we sat down and started messing around with a few ideas, and the song is called "The Past Is Never Dead," which of course is a very, very, it's a famous Faulkner quote. So we were able to work that in, and yes, the filmmakers, thankfully, were very happy with it, and have used it in the documentary.
Gareth Dunlop, BBC called him one to watch, and we are watching and we are listening to him today. He's joining us to talk about his new album, Animal. And so how about a tour? Are you planning to tour now that COVID is behind us, you know, at least in the rearview mirror?
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited. I'm going to be hitting the road with a great artist called Foy Vance. And we're going to be all through the States in the month of May. We're going to be on a tour bus together and traveling all over. We're in New York, Woodstock, Philadelphia, Seattle, Nashville. We're in a lot of places. And the dates are online. They're up on my website, GarethDunlop.com. And you can find them on Foy's website as well. But I'm very much looking forward to playing these songs in front of folks and engaging, you know, how they dance.
That's why you're in the business, right? You like the actual live response.
That's it. I mean, it's a lot of fun putting stuff together in the studio, but that's really only half of the story. It's it's getting out there and I'm moving the air in a venue.
So the website, the tour, the information about you, it's all there online if people want to, you know, keep in touch with you. And I know that you're going to do another song for us. I assume this might be the next single off of Animal, if I'm not mistaken, I would assume.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to play My Kind of Paradise.
I like it's that.
It's a song. I started writing this song when I was in L.A., a few years back. It had been a particularly long trip out in the States, doing a lot of writing and doing some shows. I think I was away for about a month and a half, and I was really starting to feel it. I was missing home, and I was in LA on the beach in a place that's paradise to so many people, and all I could think of was, okay, I need to go home. I want to be home. And yeah, that was the beginnings of this.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Here's an upcoming new song from Gareth Dunlop here on Border Crossings.
Don't need sun on my skin, salt on the breeze, to calm the storms within, or set my soul at ease. 'Cause I found heaven in your eyes. It's my kind of paradise. There's only one view can take me miles from here. I found magic in your eyes. It's my kind of paradise. My kind of paradise. My kind of paradise. My sweet escape, my secret room, my getaway place, nobody knows. My hidden treasure in restless, my kind of paradise, my kind of paradise, oh, my kind of paradise, my kind of paradise.
Thank you, Gareth Dunlop, for being on Border Crossings today. Really appreciate having you on the Voice of America. The website, once again, if people want to follow you on tour and find out more information about you.
Yep, that's www.garethdunlop.com.
All right. Of course, the music's available on Spotify and Amazon and Tidal and wherever you can get music online these days. And thank you, Gareth, for being with us. Gareth Dunlop, our guest. Animal is the name of the new album. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.